Nolte, NBC analyst Glenn Kirshner suggests Trump guilty of second-degree murder. By John Nolte on April 6, 2020. NBC News legal analyst Glenn Kirshner is suggesting President Trump is guilty of second-degree murder because he has expressed hope for hydroxychloroquine as a potential treatment for the coronavirus. Trump's conduct easily satisfies all three elements of involuntary manslaughter, Kirshner wrote on social media in support of Rep. Golonsky, D.O., who claims she will refer the president to The Hague for his expression of hope hydroxychloroquine will successfully treat coronavirus patients. Kirshner then went on to suggest Trump is guilty of second-degree murder. In fact, his gross negligence is beginning to look more like conduct evincing a conscious disregard of an extreme risk of death/serious bodily injury equals the standard for depraved heart/2nd-degree murder, he added. A few pertinent facts. 1. Hydroxychloroquine has already been approved by the FDA for malaria, lupus, and other ailments with a prescription. 2. Hydroxychloroquine sulfate and hydroxychloroquine has been approved by the FDA for emergency use for doctors to treat those suffering from the Chinese virus. 3. Trump has only ever said that those suffering from the coronavirus should consult with their doctor before asking for hydroxychloroquine. This will help to ensure you aren't hurt by any potential side effects. 4. You have to consult with your doctor to get hydroxychloroquine because the only way to get it is through a prescription. 5. While no official tests using control groups have been done, there is some anecdotal and even medical evidence that these drugs are working in the midst of this particular pandemic. People are dying. We just hit death number 10,000, and these partisan freaks seem eager to boost the death toll by scaring people away from trying something that could potentially save their lives, you know, just to own Trump. What is wrong with these people? If I was hit with the coronavirus, or worse yet my wife was, there isn't anything I wouldn't be willing to try within reason. Good grief, look at what people put into their bodies to survive: radiation, chemotherapy drugs. But these hysterical haters are so full of rage for Trump. They take this perfectly normal recommendation to discuss a potential treatment with doctors and twist it into a major felony. These people are monsters, sociopaths. I've always known that. I just never expected them to reveal it so completely. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.